Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
0801.
Uh-huh.
0004.
Yep.
452.
45.
62.
62. Okay, let me take a look. Let's see. You know what? That didn't work. Could I try one more time?
You want to repeat the number?
Yes, please. One more time. It didn't go through for some reason.
2511 0801 0004 452.
Okay, let me see. 2511 0801 0004 452. Okay, is this Srinath Oil?
Yes, sir.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's see. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Chandrakant Modi.
Can you spell it out for me?
C like a Charlie, H like a house, A like a apple, N like a Nancy, D like a David,
uh-huh.
R like a Romeo, E like a apple, K like a kite, A like a apple, N like a Nancy, T like a top.
T like top, okay. Let's see.
When you take it, when you take it, bring it down.
Hold on, one sec. Hey, sir. So, Chandrakant, is that your first name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your last name, sir?
M.
Mm-hmm.
O. D. I.
M O D is in dog.
Yeah.
I, okay. Chandrakant Modi, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is the best phone number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
904.
Uh huh.
545.
Uh huh.
0679.
0679.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me just confirm some other information with you, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions you have, okay? Let's see.
All right, just for later, if you can do it, then good.
Yeah, so let me see. What is your address for the business? I have Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the physical address?
For the business or my office?
Office.
9958 Blackford Mill Road, Jacksonville, Florida.
Perfect.
32256.
32256. Okay, do you guys have a website?
No, sir.
No website? Okay, how about, what's your email address?
My email address, like my first name, first letter, C.
C?
Like a
cat. Uh-huh.
Then my last name, Modi, M-O-D-I.
Yes, sir.
At Comcast. Comcast, like cable company Comcast.net.
.net. Okay, C, Modi, at Comcast.net, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes. How you work on the done by the business deposit? I just don't know how you do the loan.
Oh, yeah. I'll be happy to explain everything to you. But let me just confirm one more thing. What's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship, a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
Yeah, I have corporation.
S-Corp. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, if you want to just kind of let me know what kind of questions you have, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Hmm? No, I want to ask you, you basically do on the loan on the personal credit or on the business, or how you can do the loan?
Yes, we do business loans. So if you're looking for cash, something short term for any general business purposes, or if you're looking at bringing on
whatever, you send me the paper. I like that kind of loan, like a longer term.
Okay, what are you looking to do with it?
Well, I'm going to want to buy new equipment, remodel my whole business store, buy some more inventory, and make nice, good looking.
Okay, cool. So you're looking at equipment and inventory, right?
Yeah.
What kind of equipment are you looking for?
I want to buy some gas pump.
Gas pump?
Yes.
How much do those run?
Like 15,000, 16,000, and I want to buy some equipment for the my new register. There's a new thing is coming, EMV chips. Yeah. Almost
okay.
Like 70,000 like that altogether. I want to buy the new Wider Root machine to detect the tank gauge and everything.
Okay, so the gas pump, you said it's 15 to 16K, and what was the other thing?
The my register.
Register?
To control the gas from inside the store.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So is it like a gas station or something?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Let's see. So Srinath Oil Inc., that's your company name. Do you have a name for the gas station?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What's the name of the gas station?
The Srinath Oil Inc.
Oh, that's the name of the gas station as well. Okay. So registered.
Yeah.
Okay, so a gas pump and then a register to control the gas, right?
Yeah. And
How much are those?
I want to put the Wider Root to control the my gasoline inventory.
Okay. So how much are those registers?
$30. What? Debit credit. Only regular?
Yeah, how much? Sorry.
1 second, sir, okay?
No problem.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
My name is Julian. Julian.
Julian. Okay, Julian. Yeah. Okay, Julian.
Okay. So the register to control the gas. How much money do those run?
With the labor, now 20,000.
Around 20,000. Okay. Okay, perfect. And so you're adding gas pumps. Are you adding gas pumps or are you replacing old ones?
Replacing the old ones.
Replacing old ones. Okay. Are the old ones? They're just too old, or they don't work anymore, or?
No, there's a new thing coming, like a EMV chip pump. No, better buy the new pump. It's like a very old pump. And
okay, cool. So you're just upgrading.
Yeah, just always there's some go wrong and call the technician and spending month every month.
Okay. So the maintenance is getting expensive?
Eh?
So the maintenance on the gas pumps is getting expensive?
Yeah, maintenance costs.
Okay. So how long do those normally last you?
Yeah.
How long do they typically last? Like 10 years?
10, 15 years.
10, 15, okay. And then same thing with the register to control the gas pump? You replacing those as well?
Oh, yeah. 20 years.
20 years, okay. Okay, so that's it for equipment, right? Where's the other equipment? Okay, and then
I need some inventory money and a little bit. I want to remodel the store.
Okay, cool. So just for equipment, we're looking at around 36K, right? For the gas pump and the register.
No. It's all together like labor and everything. Almost it's worth
100,000.
Yeah.
100,000?
Yeah, you just labor the take the wiring from outside to inside.
Okay, so 100K total with all the accessories, installations, all that stuff, right? Okay. And then, so how much are you looking for inventory?
You take it like a all together 200, then it's good.
Okay, so 100K for equipment and 100K for inventory?
Inventory and inside, I want to do the remodel the some work.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Or do some inside the remodeling. Remodel my canopy, outside and inside everything.
Okay, so my understanding is that the 100K that's for in I'm sorry, the 100K is for equipment, and then how much money do you need for inventory?
Inventory
Yes.
plus I want to remodel inside, outside, and my canopy, pump canopy, like
Oh,
with
okay.
new lights, like LED and all this.
Okay, very cool. How much were you looking for the inventory, the remodeling, and the canopy?
Like another 100,000.
Another 100. Okay, so about 200 total, right?
Do it, otherwise, okay, yeah, then.
So 200 total. Okay, great. Let me see. So how long have you been in business?
Last 23 years.
23 years. Wow. Are you the founder of that business?
No, I'm a good friend. I involved with him. I should start my own then. I work for him, then I do my own then.
Then you started your own.
Last 22 years.
22 years, wow. So you started your business 23 years ago, right?
1993.
Wow, that's awesome. So you've seen a lot. You've been through a lot. And you survived the financial crisis, so that's cool. What did you guys do in gross sales last year, just roughly?
2 million.
2 million, good stuff. And was that up over the year before?
Yeah, before 3 million.
Before 3 million, okay. So it kind of fluctuates. It's kind of up and down sometimes.
No, what happened? The gas price down right now. You notice that?
I see. Correct. That makes sense.
The prices go down. Before it used to be $3.54. It
Right.
almost right now $2.50.
That makes sense. Let's see. What kind of margins do you get on your gas? Or do you have like a general profit margin that you have for your like inventory or gas?
Yeah.
Is it like 30% or something around there?
Yeah.
Okay.
233. Okay. Julian.
Yeah, okay. So you've been in business 23 years. You did around 2 million last year. Your profit margins on your gas and inventory is on average about 30%.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you rate your credit? Is that good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Like in middle, I don't know, man.
Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. With these programs, credit score is less of a factor. We mostly care about your sales. As long as you have cash flow, then you'll qualify for some of our better programs. So,
Yeah.
okay. Have you had a working capital loan before?
No, sir. I never know.
No, okay. Do you have any loans out right now?
Yeah, I have a loan like
Is it through your bank or?
no, like some capital company.
Gotcha, okay. How much do you owe on that, do you know?
Like a 12,000.
12,000, okay. Do you know when that loan finishes paying off?
In December.
December, okay. Do you remember what the company is called?
The Can Capital.
Can Capital, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with them. Okay. So when do you need the funding by? Pretty much as soon as possible? Like you need the equipment as soon as possible? Do you have a timeline?
Yeah, as soon as possible if you can. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Okay. And have you gone to your bank already? Did you get any feedback from them about the financing you're looking for?
I didn't go to the bank.
Sometimes it's more trouble to use your bank than it's worth.
Yeah.
We're a privately held business bank, and we deal exclusively with small and medium sized businesses. So.
You are a bank. That's why you can try to apply.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. So we got the equipment. You're looking for 100K. 100K for the inventory. Let's see. So for your
remodeling and everything,
And the remodeling too. Okay, so for the equipment, do you already have a vendor that you get your equipment from?
Yeah, I just get the vendor. We already ordered the pumps and everything.
Oh, you already ordered them. Okay, great. Do you have to pay them in like 30 days or something, or do you have to pay them when they deliver it, or?
Yeah, as soon as I receive it.
Okay, and when is it being delivered?
Maybe the within 1 month.
About a month.
They can give the specific time, but 3 to 4 weeks.
Around a month, okay. 3 or 4 weeks. Are they local?
No.
No, okay. Let's see. And is the equipment, is it new or used?
New, that's why. Used one is no good, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just making sure. Okay, so just to kind of to let you know how it works, it is a pretty quick process. There's a one-page credit application that we need, but I can email it to you and have you fill it out. We need 6 months of your business bank statements, just the previous 6 months, and then your previous year's tax return. Have you already done your 2015 taxes?
No, not yet done.
Okay, did you get an extension for that?
Yeah, I can. I told me then end of this month. Yeah.
Okay, great. So
but
we
I
can.
I owe the 2014-13.
How much do you owe them?
No, I owe the ready for 13-14.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we can actually just use 2014 then, as long as you have an extension. That's totally fine. Okay, so you have a vendor already, you already have the equipment ordered, you're going to be getting it in about a month. I'm going to email you the application info right now. Do you prefer email or fax?
I already have your application.
I'm going to send you an updated one.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a new one.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, no problem.
No, sir. Debit credit. How you want to pay? What kind of gas? Regular. Did you swipe? Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. Okay. Cool. I'm gonna send you the new application. Okay. I'm gonna email it to you, and I'm also just gonna.
Whatever you send me.
I'm sorry?
How do you have the application with your papers?
Oh, I know, but there's a new one. We have an updated one. Is that okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay, I'm going to email you the application and the other stuff that we need. So it's the one-page application that I'm going to send you, 6 months bank statements, previous year's tax return, and then also please attach the invoice that or the quote or invoice for your equipment.
Okay.
Okay, because we're going to need to get in contact with your vendor and stuff eventually. But I'm gonna include that in the email. Do you have email access with you right now or no?
Oh, I have the email access.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you an email right now. If you wanted to get this stuff back to me today, I can have an answer for you by early next week. We work pretty quickly. It's not a long process. It's very quick.
Really?
Yeah.
You're doing on business, right? My credit is a little bit here and there, but...
We can still work with you. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we care more about your revenue. So as long as you have sales that can support the loan, then that's totally fine. And keep in mind, this is going to go on your business credit, not your personal credit. So it's not going to.
I didn't make any single payment to the Ken Capital. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of already have an idea of how it works.
I didn't miss any single payment.
Okay, cool. And if you wanted to, we can also try to just pay off your Ken Capital loan if it's something that you wanted to do.
Yes, I want to do it too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, especially because you're looking for a couple hundred K, we might as well just pay that off and you'll save the interest.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I can pay it. I have the money
too. Okay. Okay, so... I'm sorry. Last question, Chandrika. Do you have a backup plan? Like, if this doesn't work, how are you going to pay for equipment? Do you have cash or
equipment? How I can pay back to you?
No. Like, say for example, worst case scenario, if we cannot approve you, do you have a backup plan to pay for the equipment? Like, are you going to pay cash or what? Like a plan B.
Plan B is get the finance from my job or something.
Okay.
To supply the gas.
Gotcha. Okay.
He can finance me
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's always good to have backup options just in case, but I'm pretty confident that we can help you.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm going to send you I'm going to email you right now. Should I expect to get the application from you today or next week?
Yeah, I try to do it today, and I try to send it the bank statement by today, okay?
Perfect. As soon as I get it, I'll process it for you, okay?
Yeah, and what happened? I have the couple banks, different bank. I have the deposit, one for my credit card, one for my regular business deposit, one I have for my ATM and EBT.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, please include both of those.
I'm doing good. I'm making good money, but I need help. That's it.
Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, I imagine most of your customers pay credit card, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So 6 months bank statements, and then we only need 4 months of the merchant processing statements for those credit cards. Okay, but I'm going to include that in the email.
Okay.
Okay. Chandrika, do you have any other questions or anything?
No, that's in there. How long time frame you have to pay back?
I'm going to get you the maximum term possible. So, like, for the equipment, for example, oftentimes we can get you up to, 5 years.
Not 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, 6 years is also possible. Most of our customers will take, 4 or 5 years. But if you want longer, we can go for longer, too. What I'm going to do is approve you for the maximum term possible.
Okay,
and if you want something shorter, we can get you shorter. But we're going to get you the maximum term possible, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Julian.
All right, have a great day. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
You got it.